Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
You're tuned into the Retirement Planning Pipeline, the show that helps you take control of your financial future, whether you're 5 to 10 years from retirement or just getting started. We've got the strategies, tools, and experience to help make the most of your nest egg. Retirement Planning Specialist David Pipes is a trusted voice in retirement planning, helping Americans navigate 401k rollovers, income planning, tax strategies, and everything in between. Now, let's dive into today's show and start paving the way to your smooth retirement. Alongside retirement specialist David Pipes, here's your host, Jim Terabocchia.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to this week's edition, a brand new episode of the Retirement Planning Pipeline, the show that delivers expert insights, actionable advice, and real-world financial strategies to help you retire confidently and comfortably. Thank you for making our show a part of your weekend. I'm your host, Jim Terabocchia, alongside retirement planning specialist David Pipes. Dave will be along in just a moment. Retirement without surprises, how to build a plan that can handle whatever life throws your way. Coming up on today's show, new numbers showing many Americans are retiring earlier than expected, plus investment returns are not guaranteed, and answering the question on if your retirement plan is real. That's all coming up. But before we get the show started, I want to encourage our listeners to go ahead and schedule your 100% complimentary consultation with retirement planning specialist David Pipes today. It's a free offering just for listening to this show. Our listeners can meet with us to review their own financial situation for your family or for your business. And there's absolutely no obligation. Visit retirementplanningpipeline.com to get started. All right, David, welcome in. Let's kick off the show with this question. What if your retirement investments don't deliver the returns you expected? For years, we've heard that if you save consistently and invest wisely, the market will do the heavy lifting for your retirement. But what happens if your portfolio simply doesn't earn the returns that you were counting on? That's a question many retirees and pre-retirees are asking after years of market volatility, changing interest rates, and economic uncertainty. So today, let's talk about what lower than expected investment returns could actually mean. And David, more importantly, what you can actually do about it.
Yeah, I think, well, first of all, we have to talk about, you know, the importance of not trying to guess where the market is, right? Because this comes into a perfect segment where right now in the economy, the market is just through the freaking roof. I mean, we are, you know, the price earning ratio of the S&P 500 is extraordinarily high, right? And I think that a lot of the times people think that the market, when it does well, it's going to keep doing well. And I think what people don't understand is the probability changes as the market goes up, and it actually changes in the wrong direction. The probability that people are going to sell when the market goes up is actually higher than when the market goes down. So I think that, you know, looking at the consistency of the market, you can't time it. And no one should ever try to time the market, especially when you're in the retirement planning, you know, segment where you're looking at taking money out and starting an income plan. The growth of the market it's not going to be something, you know, short term. You're not going to be able to just say, oh, well, I can guess what the market's going to make next month and next year and the year after. I hear all the time from a lot of people, hey, oh, well, it's going to averagely make 10%. Or, oh, my gosh, you know, David, listen, man, this fund has did for the past 10 years, it's done 12%. It's like, what in your right mind thinks that the last 10 years is anything near this year? I mean, think about it. The economy changes every year. Interest rates change every year. But you don't know, okay, what's going to happen next year to your car. So there is nothing that you can say that the past 20, 30, 40, 50 years of the market, as a regressional analysis, as a statistics approach, you can't educatedly guess anything what's going to happen next year. But I think that for the question that you were asking was, you know, what happens if your portfolio doesn't simply earn the returns that you were counting on? You have to be ready for this. It's going to happen. And I think that people in retirement are seeing it the most, because what happens is that they're changing their portfolios to less aggressive. So they're not gaining what they thought they were going to be able to gain. You have to understand that if you're going to take income your growth is not going to be the same at all, especially if you take an income and you make 10% of, let's say you make 10% of 100,000. That's totally different than 10% of 80,000. So one's 8 grand, one's 10 grand. People don't look at it like that. So I guess my point is, if you're in the market and you're about to retire or you are retired, don't worry. Don't have that thought process of your mind of what's going to happen next year or this year in the market. That should not be your goal. Your goal should be set up income, have an income plan, and have my money in the market. And the money in the market is to do what? It is to make sure it is fully aggressive and for what? Long-term growth. Nothing in your income plan should be put at risk for your income not to be sustained.
Okay, that makes sense. Now, let me ask you this. When you talk about guaranteed income and reducing pressure on your portfolio, putting aside the market, putting aside the risks and all of that, when we're talking just simply guaranteed income, what kind of avenue could you take to get that guaranteed income that will reduce that pressure ultimately on your portfolio?
Yeah, I think other options, fixed index annuities are great. Okay. I use them a lot with a lot of clients, because right now with rates high, they're offering amazing guaranteed income. 2 years ago, that was one of the best companies ever and right now my clients are getting, payout ratios that are through the roof. And it's absolutely insane. We've never seen it in history, but rates are still high. Companies are still offering great income products. Now, will that come down? I have no idea. I can't plan on interest rates. But as of right now, right, there is a better option. You can even go into certain options with portfolios on the fixed side of just fixed interest because rates are so high.
Sure.
You know, if I have $1 million and I can make 5%, it's 50 grand a year without touching your principal. So the fixed side has a way too. But I think that if you're in the market period, Jim, I think that, and everybody else knows out there, and I've said this a lot of the times, you have to understand that money in the market is not for short-term growth, or it's not for what? Income.
Right.
Right. The market was never meant for that. You plugged in money your entire life for growth down the road. You didn't do that to take it out next month or next year.
Mm-hmm.
So don't change your thought process now, because now you got to take that income. Oh, well, you got to keep it in there. Don't listen to the corporations that want to hold your money mm-hmm. inside of those of that account, of that stock value, of that, of, you know, whatever it is. Because at the same time, do you think they want to lose your money? Do you think they want to lose, you know, the fees they're taking off it, or the, with that money, they're making money, obviously. So, I mean, don't look at the company's route. Figure out what's best for you mathematically. And that's what we do here. That's what I do, is I specifically take a client's goals and needs. I just did it literally an hour ago with a client on Zoom. Mm-hmm. Hey, look, what are we doing here? What's the income? What's the loss of the gap of income? Let's take care of that first. Then we can have fun with the growth.
Right.
Right. And if we want to take money out down the road, you have that option, but it's not going to be what? You're not going to have to say, oh, I have to take money out.
Well, let me ask you this. I do have a question because, again, the market has been so volatile in the last couple of years. I don't think we need to really cite many sources there when it comes to that statement. Yeah. I think that it's there.
It's there.
Market volatility is there. You don't have to watch the stock market channel like my father used to when I was a kid to know
that. I watched every morning, Jim, every morning.
Well, I think now it's CNBC. But nonetheless, when we're talking about the market volatility and everything, the simplest way, when you sit down with clients, the simplest way you explain to them what they need to do to get that guaranteed income and the type of plan that you put together to give them that guaranteed income to where they don't have to wake up in the morning and worry about having to see what the stock market or what the market was doing.
Right. Right. And that's the big thing is let's just take your worry off your shoulders, get your income taken care of. The market's meant for a lot of things. Okay. The market is not meant for income. All right. Now there's income products in the market. There's income securities in the market. It's just not meant for sustainable income. There are still risks to those products. Okay. I'd rather know that my client was getting a guaranteed income or a stream of income that was at least guaranteed, whether it's cash flow, whether it's interest earned, or whether it's, you know, a guaranteed income product, than guessing what the market's going to do next year or the next 10 years. Because if you're in the dead decade, folks, and you want to guess, and that person guessed, they'd be at zero.
Okay.
So don't be that person. Don't let the corporations fool you and let you sit there and say, oh, well, I'm going to wait. Like, no, take care of it now. Take care of your income, or at least plan it accordingly, then take care of your growth. It's that simple. And if growth doesn't add up, you've got your income taken care of. You're safe. But all of a sudden, if we have a market crash, it doesn't come back in time, you're screwed. You don't have an income plan anymore. You don't even have growth because you got to take out money. So now you have nothing. I've seen it happen to so many clients, whether they're in the wrong portfolio where they're not diversified properly into assets that are appreciating and they're in more safer assets and they're dwindling down their account and they don't have a guaranteed income, or they're too high in the stock market and they're too aggressive and they burn through their money. I've seen it happen so many times. It's like, when are the people going to be able to learn from someone to say, hey, look, stop. Let's plan it for you. Let's plan the income and growth separately, right? Why are we doing all this between trying to keep it in and making sure the risk analysis is there and making it confusing? No, just make it simple for the client and for everybody, for all you listeners out there that they're looking to retire or waiting to retire, make it simple for you. It's not about us. It's not it's about you. So I think on that point, Jim, you know, if anybody's out there and they need help with this, and I'm sure a lot of you do, give me a call. Set up a private appointment. You know, it's a free consultation and we can meet.
I just want to make one quick point that for the record, I have no problem with the Stock Market Channel or my father ever watching the Stock Market Channel. Quite frankly, it's 100 times better than what all the young kids are doing nowadays, which is filming themselves and posting on social media a day in the life. We should do that one time. A day in the life of the retirement planning pipeline. We do want to focus, though, on the decisions that you can control. None of us can control what the stock market will do next year. What we can control is how much we spend, how much risk we're taking, our tax strategy, and whether our investments match our actual retirement goals instead of simply trying to maximize returns. So if you have any questions or would like to get started on that retirement portfolio analysis, visit us on the web at retirementplanningpipeline.com. Again, that's retirementplanningpipeline.com, or call 850-565-1705. Coming up later, retirement doesn't always happen on our schedule, unfortunately. We'll explain, but up next, do you have a real retirement plan? This is the Retirement Planning Pipeline. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back.
Visit Retirement Planning Pipeline to schedule your free, no-obligation, complimentary consultation today. The Retirement Planning Pipeline will return in just a moment.
Retirement should feel secure, not uncertain. If market swings have you feeling uneasy, you've probably heard about annuities. But what aren't they telling you? You deserve the full story. That's why we created a free guide that explains the good, the bad, and yes, even the fine print. Inside, you'll learn how annuities can create guaranteed lifetime income, what fees and surrender charges may apply, how the different types of annuities really work, and whether an annuity makes sense for you. It's clear, straightforward information so you can make a confident decision. Contact AmeriLife now to get your free guide to annuities. Annuities, the good, the bad, and the fine print. Call 866-554-9546 or go to annuitygoodandbad.com. That's annuitygoodandbad.com.
Silex annuities contain withdrawal charges, interest and bonus recovery, and market value adjustments that may apply to withdrawals made during the withdrawal charge period. Silex annuities are products of the insurance industry and not guaranteed by any bank, nor insured by FDIC or NCUA, NCUSIF. Not a deposit, not insured by federal government agency. Guarantees are based on the claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Restrictions apply. May only be offered by a licensed agent. Welcome back to the Retirement Planning Pipeline. Alongside retirement planning specialist David Pipes, here's your host, Jim Terabocchia.
Welcome back to the Retirement Planning Pipeline. Thank you for making our show part of your weekend on WCOA News Talk 104.9, with new episodes every Sunday at 10 a.m. And as we dive back into today's show, a reminder, if you like the content we're providing, subscribe to the YouTube page, youtube.com, and search Retirement Planning Pipeline for weekly video highlights and special content. Retirement planning isn't about chasing the next hot investment. It's about making informed decisions. And that's why we'd like to send you a complimentary copy of our educational guide, The Good, the Bad, and the Fine Print, Understanding Annuities for Retirement Confidence. Inside, you'll learn how annuities work, the different types available, the potential benefits, the trade-offs, and the important contract details you should understand before making any decisions. There's no cost and no obligation, just straightforward information designed to help you become a more informed retirement investor. Give us a call today at 850-565-1705. Or visit us on the web at retirementplanningpipeline.com to request your free copy.
Come on down. down as we test your financial knowledge in Right or Wrong.
All right, it's time to test our financial knowledge with a game called Right or Wrong. And the rules are very, very simple. I will ask David a series of questions and statements, and David will tell us if they're right or wrong, and then tell us why they are right or wrong. All right, David, here we go. I've got the questions off to my right on the monitor here, and this is statement. Actually, well, this is statement number one. Here we go. Is this right or wrong? Once you retire, you should move all of your money into conservative investments like CDs or money markets.
Absolutely wrong, Jim. Absolutely wrong. And I think everybody else knows out there, but everyone wants to say that it's the right thing to do. And I don't think that some of it is a bad idea. I just think that having all your money in conservative assets is really depreciating what you can make in the long run. Now, depending on the client, some people have different amounts in secure funds, and some people have different amount in aggressive funds, right? But at the same time, you need to position growth and income. And we tell this all the time. You got to separate both, folks. You got to separate both. There should be a growth tactic, but that growth tactic is not going to be your little conservative fund, because the rates are not going to be there at all times. You got to have both. You got to have both. 100%.
All right. Statement number two, is this right or wrong? If you're receiving the full employer match in your 401k, you're essentially earning an immediate return on those contributions.
That's true. That is ding, true. Yeah,
that is true.
And 401k plans are one of the greatest plans out there for employers to be able to match and for you to really accumulate what you have long term. Okay. 401k plans are not for the short term or for when you retire, but 401k plans are for when you started to work and until you are about 5 years from retirement.
Okay. And finally, as we are playing Right or Wrong, our new favorite game here on the Retirement Planning Pipeline. And again, feel free to play along at home if you're listening on the radio or podcast side, watching on YouTube. Again, you could feel free to play along and use your own ding and your own buzzer. Okay, final statement. Is this right or wrong? The age you claim Social Security can permanently affect the size of your monthly benefit. A little bit of a tricky question there.
Yes, that is true. Whatever age that you pick, I mean, it could, and especially there's other things going into too. Are you still working? And this is something that I think everyone should really look at. And you guys can call me, you know, you can reach out. We can have a separate meeting about Social Security, but that is a super important topic. And I will tell everyone this, okay? You've got to know when to turn Social Security on. Normally it's early, but if you're still working, you got to be careful. Okay. So for retirement age or not for retirement age, it gets tricky, but I will say that the majority of people I tell to turn on early.
All right, we'll play a little bit more of Right or Wrong later in the show. But David, let's move on with this. Do you have a real plan for your retirement? Financial planning from a professional goes beyond just having a retirement account. A true retirement plan addresses your current income and expenses, projects future income needs and expenses, includes inflation considerations, taxes, and other non-controllables, creates a roadmap for achieving specific financial goals like funding a grandchild's education, traveling the world, or leaving a legacy. So, David, what are some clear benefits to having a comprehensive retirement plan?
I think there are so many benefits. Mm-hmm. So, and for all you listeners out there, the benefits go on and on. I mean, having a full comprehensive plan is going to make sure that you are set up for life. And that also your legacy is set up. And what I mean by that is you know, long-term care is a big problem. So is healthcare. Okay. It's a big problem in the United States. All right. That's a part of the comprehensive plan. And I have people here that specialize. And again, if anyone out there has questions about Medicare, Social Security, life insurance, legacy planning, long-term care, you need to come in. I mean, we have people that specialize in that all over the office. You know, I mean, I specialize in specifically financial terms, right? Financials. I'm a fiduciary, but I've got, you know, my secretary here is licensed for Medicare, has all the companies in this entire county. So I think that if you're out there and you need help, you need to sit down with someone. The comprehensive plan is more important than you could ever imagine. They all affect each other. I talk about this every single seminar that I have. And even tonight, when I go over to Restaurant Nola, there are so many circumstances and really, I would say, factors on what's going to affect what in retirement. Expenses are going to change left and right because of healthcare, because of, you know, long-term care, right? Because of, you know, decisions on what you want to do, right? Debt, paying off debt, right? So all these things kind of go into the comprehensive plan, but people don't ever talk about all of them together. They only want to talk about, oh, let's just keep growing your money. It's like, no, we've got to start planning on income. Growth is great. I love growth. I love the stock market. I'm absolutely obsessed with it. That's why I have this job. But that's not the comprehensive plan. That is going to be affected by everything else. Jim, when you ask me that, and I think the one thing I want to tell everyone out there is that if you are not coinciding or correlating your health and your long-term care, your life insurance, and your assets and your investments all together, you're doing it all wrong. Mm-hmm. Okay. Find a company like us that is able to offer the holistic approach. It's a one-call shop. You come in, you have trouble with something, you can sit with any of us in this office and we can all help you. I can call a person in if you need help with the Medicare, if you need help with long-term care, life insurance, the whole nine yards. That's super important to every client. And, you know, a lot of people don't have that. So I think that that's the one big asset that I think that you need to understand if you're out there and you need help, is to get someone that will help you in all formats. Okay. Not just one thing. To have someone go out there and take care of your finances and not know what your other factors are, whether it's health, whether it's, you know, longevity, whether it's you have cancer in your family, whether you were diagnosed with cancer, you know, how your medical bills are faring out, all those things affect everything else. So I don't know why anyone would want to plan everything separately. It should all be planned together as a retirement plan.
All right. Well, if you could use some help taking control of your hard-earned retirement savings, please reach out. Give us a call today at 850-565-1705. Again, one more time, 850-565-1705, or visit our website at retirementplanningpipeline.com so we can show you your options and make better decisions that will positively impact your future. We're back in a moment. This is the Retirement Planning Pipeline,
helping you take control of your financial future. This is the Retirement Planning Pipeline.
With news headlines about recessions flipping from imminent to unlikely almost weekly, a lot of individuals are left wondering, how do I prepare my money for whatever 2026 throws at us? I'm Jim Tarabok here for the Retirement.Radio Network, powered by AmeriLife. Recession talk is back for 2026, not screaming from every headline, but lingering in the background with odds that aren't zero. And honestly, that's okay. The good news, you don't need a crystal ball. You just need to be prepared. HerMoney.com CEO Gene Chatsky outlines the signs to watch for when a recession is looming.
Keep an eye on unemployment. We'll look at consumer spending. Consumers often lose confidence. The tricky part about a recession is that we could be in one already and not know it.
Financial experts say the first step to being prepared is surprisingly simple. Get clear on what you actually need, not what fear is telling you. Start by building or topping off an emergency fund that covers 3 to 6 months of living expenses. Perhaps consider a high-yield savings or money market account so your safety net is actually growing. Next, pick a budgeting system you'll stick with, whether that's the old-school envelope method, a spreadsheet, or even an app. And finally, how to configure your financial portfolio and investment strategy in uncertain times. CNN's senior business writer Gene Shahadi explains a key component.
You want to be really diversified in your portfolio, meaning between stocks and bonds, between sectors of the economy. You can't predict what's going to do well and what's not going to do well. A diversified portfolio where you have some stocks, some bonds, they will perform differently.
Whether it's covering the basics, making easy cuts, redirecting that money to high interest debt, the people who come through economic uncertainty best aren't the ones who panic. They're the ones who plan calmly, live a little bit below their means, and keep investing anyway. A well-built budget doesn't just protect you from a recession, it gives you freedom no matter what the economy might do. Small steps now, big peace of mind later. For the Retirement.Radio Network, powered by AmeriLife, I'm Jim Tarabocchia.
Planning for retirement doesn't have to be overwhelming. Get expert insights, tools, and personalized strategies to secure your future. Visit RetirementPlanningPipeline.com today. Your retirement, your plan, your peace of mind.
This is the Retirement Planning Pipeline. If you've missed any part of today's program and want to catch up or even listen to previous episodes, go ahead and subscribe and listen to the show in podcast form on Apple, Spotify, or whichever platform you enjoy your podcasts. All right, stay with us because coming up, new numbers show many Americans are retiring early and they've got some regrets. But right now, as we do every week, it's time to unveil this week's financial wisdom quote of the week.
And now for some financial wisdom. It's time for the quote of the week.
And our financial wisdom quote of the week comes to us from American businessman John D. Rockefeller. Mr. Rockefeller says, quote, "Don't be afraid to give up the good to go for the great." American businessman John D. Rockefeller providing us with this week's financial wisdom quote of the week. And a reminder, of course, be sure to visit us on the web at retirementplanningpipeline.com. Leave us your questions. Leave us your reviews, whatever, any financial things that you want to leave us, questions, comments, whichever. We would love to answer them right here on the air. So again, visit us at retirementplanningpipeline.com and leave us your questions. All right, David, I found this tidbit interesting. Five planning tips for couples. Tip number one, creating a financial binder. This includes account numbers, passwords, key contacts, and a roadmap of where assets are held. A professional can assist in organizing these essentials. Number two, schedule financial reviews with a pro. Set those monthly or quarterly financial check-ins in person or virtual. I know you had a client earlier this morning that you were working with virtually. And again, it's a time to stay informed. And this also gives you a chance to ask questions that, you know, you need clarity and information on. Number three, set up a financial date night. Make finances less daunting by setting aside time each month for the two of you to review retirement accounts, savings goals, and investments together in a relaxed setting. Number four, document your financial plan B. Outline backup plans for income, budgeting, and investments if one partner becomes unable to manage the finances. And finally, number five, list key contacts in one place. Keep a shared list of essential contacts, including your financial professional, insurance agents, and bank representatives, so either spouse can quickly reach out when needed. So, David, I'm sure you've worked with clients on a daily basis who are couples. How does working with couples differ from managing those individual type clients?
This is a good question, Jim. And I think a lot of people are going to kick out of this, but I think that couples are a lot more difficult. And the reason is because, which is okay, you know, and I love it because I think that they have, a lot of the times the couple has two different ways of thinking about retirement. And that's just how it always happens. One of them wants more safety. One of them wants more growth. So I think that getting them to resolve their matters together, it's kind of like a mediator, you know, being able to sit there and say, hey, you're right. But let's come in the middle here. Right. I think that they both kind of get a lot out of that. I think that it's very, very rare that I get a couple that comes in that, and they say they know what they want or they're on the same page, but they're not, you know, and when you pull it out of them, they're just not. One person might want, you know, to spend more. One wants to not spend much because they want it to last, right? So you kind of have to balance each one. But I think it's more of a, it's more fun with couples, and I love individual people too. You know, I'm not saying that I don't want you to come in if you're individual, but I think the couples, it brings a lot of energy to the room because you see what certain people want in their retirement, and you see how different they look at retirement, right? Like I had a wife 1 year and she, you know, she really, really, I'm going to spend everything I can. You know, I want to start spending that money. I don't even care. I want all the income, you know? And then the gentleman's like, no, we don't need that much. We only need this much amount. And she's like, no, we want $2,000 more a month. And he's like, no, we don't need it. We can get it if we want it.
Right.
it just shows the difference of how people were looking at their retirement. And I think that obviously, you know, I'm not saying that we came exactly in the middle, but each person was right. Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, you've been saving your entire life to spend that money. Mm-hmm. But on the other hand, you know, you've also got to be careful with how much you do spend to spend on the assets, right? And how much that income plan is really going to put towards. So I've put it as a kind of a math equation. Mm-hmm. And it always ends up working. The couples love it. They're like, oh my gosh, you know, well, that makes so much sense. Hey, you were right on this, but I was right on this. Or hey, you know, I was right on this and you were wrong on this. But it's more clear because when the math comes in, they both kind of understand. And a lot of the times they're both way off. But I mean, and it's, you know, it's not their job to be right. That's my job to show them why, you know, and educate them on their retirement. And I think that's the coolest part about my job is it's not just being a financial advisor or a planner. It's about, you know, being able to be a part of someone's life and then have a relationship with those people because they're not just hiring me. I'm hiring them. You know what I mean? I mean, you know, it's
I understand. And I kind of want to take another approach here. And for those who are sports fans and know about baseball, major league players a lot of times will reach at a certain point in their career called their arbitration years. And a lot of times those players and the front office personnel will sort of be going back and forth negotiating on that year, that season's upcoming salary. And if they can't agree during these arbitration years, they'll go to court and a judge will eventually settle the dispute and say, you're getting paid this. So I want to ask you, have you ever had to sort of play that arbitration role where you have one person and another person, you have the husband, the wife, talking about what one wants and what the other one doesn't? Have you ever had to play that role of settling the dispute and coming up with a plan where everybody can agree?
Every day, Jim. Yeah. Every single day. I tell you what, though. With the person, it's kind of like a mediator. With the person in the middle that shows the facts, I don't have to say much, okay? And I don't take sides because a lot of the times, like I said, they're both off. But they both can come together to a conclusion because, you know, I think that most of the time, you know, couples will always want to go back and say, I told you so. I told you this and I told you that. And, you know, listen to David and this is that. And I'm like, listen. That's one thing, but you were wrong about something totally different, right? So I get a lot of where, especially, you know, one spouse will be like, hey, look, I told you we need to do this and you didn't listen to me. And David said I was right. And I have to say, look, you can't go back, you know, and you're going to have people out there that are going to tell you to do different things, right? I look at things totally different than everybody else does. I look at things from a math perspective. If it doesn't make sense mathematically, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to tell my clients to do it. I have to do the numbers in my mind to make sure that it's going to benefit my client now and down the road. If one of those don't add up, Jim, I'm not going to do it. So for all you listeners out there, it's not about whether it's a now or a later thing. It's a both. It's about everything. And I think that both spouses are both just as important to each other. Even if one has, you know, the bigger IRA or the bigger 401k, it doesn't matter because for guys out there, we all know, I mean, we're not the big spenders, you know, and if you are, you know, check your credit cards a little bit, right? But I mean, I know in my life, my wife spends a lot more than I do, right? And the odds are that it's normally, you know, one spouse that spends more money. And, you know, with the Amazon packages and, you know, going out and all this kind of stuff. But I think that on that side of things, it's always the person that spends more that wants more. Right.
Right.
And I think it takes both people to come together, both spouses to come together and say, hey, look, we've got this and this is what we, and sometimes it's, and, you know, it gets to the other part. Sometimes one person is too dang cheap. Mm. Okay. And I've seen it a lot. Okay. I've had certain clients that are worth millions. Oh, well, I don't need it. I don't need to spend it. I'm going to get my free dinner at blank and blank. I'm going to take it home to eat for the leftovers tomorrow. I'm like, you got $5 million sitting in the bank and you're worried about a $10 meal, you know? But I mean, that's how they get there. And like, and it's okay. I'm not saying it's a bad way to think. Obviously, they got to where they are with the saving mechanism that they did. What I'm saying is that it's pretty hard when two clients are totally different like that. One's like, oh, I don't want to spend anything. The other one's like, well, I would, you know, I want a glass of wine, you know?
Right. Well, a nice wine, by the way, not a cheap wine from all due respect from Publix.
Yeah. And I mean, I get, you know, my wife tears me up about my watches. I buy a lot of nice watches. I have a watch collection. Okay. I have a bourbon collection and I spend a lot of money when I buy bourbon. Well, you never open them. All right. And you only wear 2 out of those 10 watches a week. Like, why does it matter? You know, it's like, because that's what I love to do. And those are the assets that I buy. Those watches and the bourbon will be worth a lot more down the road.
No different than a gun collection.
It's different than going out and buying, you know, something that goes to waste and depreciates. So it's just a different way of thinking. People are different, you know, and you have to compromise. But I think that on the financial spectrum, on the financial advising spectrum, spouses are always different to your question, Jim. And the arbitration comes a lot, right?
I'm sure. And a reminder, if you have any questions, pick up the phone, give us a call at 850-565-1705 or visit us on the web at retirementplanningpipeline.com to schedule that free, no obligation consultation. Coming up next, new numbers show many Americans are retiring early and they have regrets. This is the Retirement Planning Pipeline. We'll be right back.
Your retirement questions deserve real answers. Call 850-565-1705 to schedule your free, no obligation consultation today.
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits? Putting on the Ritz.
Fixed annuities, including multi-year guaranteed rate annuities, are not designed for short-term investments and may be subject to restrictions, fees, and surrender charges as described in the annuity contract. Guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuer.
Missed part of today's show? The Retirement Planning Pipeline is available wherever you get your podcasts and at retirementplanningpipeline.com.
Welcome back inside the Retirement Planning Pipeline, the show that delivers expert insights, actionable advice, and real-world financial strategies to help you retire confidently and comfortably. Jim Taraboka here alongside retirement planning specialist David Pipes. Thank you for making our show a part of your weekend on whichever platform of your choosing. Education first, decisions second. That's what retirement planning should be all about. There's a lot of information and misinformation about annuities today. And that's why we've put together a free educational guide called The Good, the Bad, and the Fine Print, Understanding Annuities for Retirement Confidence. This booklet explains the different types of annuities, how they may fit into a retirement income strategy, and just as importantly, the limitations, trade-offs, and contract details you should know before making any decisions. We believe informed people make better financial decisions. If you'd like your complimentary copy, simply give us a call at 850-565-1705 or visit us on the web at retirementplanningpipeline.com. There's no cost, no obligation, and it's yours free for listening to the Retirement Planning Pipeline.
Come on down as we test your financial knowledge in Right or Wrong.
All right, it's time once again to play our favorite game. It's called Right or Wrong. The rules are very simple. I will present David with a series of questions and statements, and David will tell us if those questions and or statements are either right or wrong. So looking over here to my right at my monitor, here is the first statement. David, is this right or wrong? Once you're retired, taxes are no longer a major concern because most retirees are in very low tax brackets.
It's absolutely wrong. And I tell you why. It's, you know, every bracket's going to change. Social Security is going to pretty much take up that 12% bracket. Well, almost. Okay, for most Americans. You're going to step up into that 22% bracket. And where it really gets funky is when you're turned from the 24 to the 32. That's where it gets funky. And I just, you know, you have to understand that retirement, all your funds, the majority of your funds are going to be taxable. So, you know, if you're making an extra 40K a year, you know, all that's taxable. So you got to worry about selling assets, capital gains, you know, interest. People have CDs, people have brokerage accounts. Mm-hmm. The idea is to make up the income that you lost. So I think that that's totally wrong, Jim.
All right. Statement number two, right or wrong, having a written retirement income plan can help reduce emotional investment decisions during market volatility.
Absolutely correct. Boom, 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 boom. That is awesome, Jim. That is absolutely correct. Having a written income plan is also meeting a guaranteed income plan and setting that plan and knowing that it's there. It gives you the safety, the, you know, the reliability that you need in retirement. That's one of the biggest things that I push to everyone out there is if you can have an income plan that's set up and that's reliable for you, you're going to feel a lot freer. I mean, there's everything about it is just a lot more, you know, understanding when it comes to having an income plan. And you don't have to have it specifically written down with a pen and paper, right? But having it there, knowing that income is coming in is going to make the money on the other side less of a worry when the market drops. Yes, sir.
All right. And finally, our final statement in today's edition of Right or Wrong. Right or wrong, Mr. Pipes, the biggest financial risk in retirement is simply not saving enough money.
Wrong. Wrong. The biggest risk is spending it wisely, not wisely, generating an income plan. How about that?
Okay.
Generating an income plan, because I can't count the amount of times that I've seen the income plan done the wrong way. And it's everywhere. And pretty much, I don't even know one that I've seen that's correct. And it's sad, Jim. It's sad because people out there need that income plan. So I think that that's the hardest part. And when you do the math of it and you can put your assets somewhere else that's not in the, let's say, that's not investable inside the stock market and produce the amount of income, more income than needed, and still have money in the market to grow with less fees, why not? I mean, it doesn't make any sense to not do that, right? Figure it out for yourself. Have someone teach you, educate you for the best mathematically for you in retirement, not for the company.
All right. Great job today on Right or Wrong, David. And a reminder, if you like this segment, you want to play along with us on the radio side, the YouTube side, and you want to participate, feel free to visit us on the web, retirementplanningpipeline.com. Leave us a question, leave us a comment. And that question, that comment could find its way onto our show during Right or Wrong. All right, let's continue on with the show. Final segment today. Retirement doesn't always happen on your schedule. An article out from USA Today describes the retirement picture a bit more clearly in 2026. When people picture retirement, they often imagine picking the perfect date, throwing a retirement party, and walking away from work on their own terms. But for many Americans, that's not how retirement actually happens. New research shows a large percentage of retirees leave the workforce earlier than they actually expected, and it's not because they wanted to. So, David, let's talk about why that happens and how you can prepare for the unexpected.
Yeah, I think that that's happening, first of all, because I think less jobs are needed. I think with AI and with programs and everything that's being innovated and invented, I think that it's creating less of a job need for some of those jobs that were needed back then. So people were in these careers for a long time. And I also think that the fluctuation of people learning new things and, you know, new careers, they're just not adapting. And I think that they're in less need of them. Obviously, they have to keep them. And this is a big thing with the government. I mean, you're allowed to stay there for a certain amount of time. But I mean, you look at good government contractors and, you know, my brother's up in Maryland. He talks to me all the time about it. You know, there's certain people that just aren't sophisticated in certain ways that the programs are innovating, I can say. And I think that with all the experience that they have, and experience is great, I think that the world's moving in a different way. And if you're not innovating and being in that way, especially in the stock market too, this correlates with this too. If you're not taking advantages of the stock market every single month, every single quarter, every single year, or it's different corporations or undervalued companies, then what are you doing, right? So it's the same thing. Innovate your policy, innovate your plan. You should not be using the same plan that you used with the financial advisor 30 years ago. The plan's totally different now because you're a different age, you're a different bracket, the economy's different. So it goes around the exact same thing. And I think with retirees, they're getting kind of pushed out to, you know, to retire. For another reason is because of healthcare too. Healthcare is super expensive for companies with higher aged groups of people. But I think that a lot of the times too is we coincide this with, you know, doing the same thing that we had forever. I just had a client yesterday tell me, well, I want to stay in Fidelity because Fidelity I've had for 30 years and they've done well for me. I'm like, I'm sorry to tell you, hon. I mean, you don't have a managed investment with Fidelity. Fidelity's not managing it. You picked the mutual fund that you're in. So Fidelity hasn't done anything for you. You know, you could have put that in the same brokerage. I mean, you know, so but people are so fine tuned into, you know, they've done this and they've done that. And, you know, just like with retirement, you know, and I think that that's why things are changing. And I think that, you know, I've had a majority of clients, not majority, I'd probably say probably 30 to 40% of my clients that have told me, David, they're probably going to shoo me off soon. They're going to kick me off. They're going to, you know, I'm expecting it. They're going to let me go. And they're 66, but they want to stay to work till 69. It's like, you know, the companies are like, look, dude, I'm not going to have you sit there and pay you the same amount as someone else. Plus other people are coming in, they could pay them less. It's all about the corporation and what the corporation wants. Okay. And the corporations aren't benefiting from people staying till 67, 68, 69, 70, when their job can't be, you know, can be done easier, faster, more efficient, and for less money. So why would they keep them there? Right. I mean, it's almost like someone saying, Jim, I'm going to keep you, but I'm going to pay this guy that can do the same thing you can for 20 grand less a year. I'm going to pick that guy. Right. Mm-hmm. Now you're good at your job, Jim. Right. So, I mean, and we love you on the show. We love you everywhere, you know, and you're absolutely awesome what you do. So they can pay you higher than they pay someone else. Right. But if you don't have a talent or if something does your job faster and more efficient and better for less money, you're going to do it. Right, Jim?
Well, that's where you mentioned earlier, the world quickly is changing with AI and with all the new technology, and you have to be able to keep up. And I just wonder, and you probably have talked about this with clients, being in your position as a financial advisor or retirement planning specialist, if the world is moving as quickly as it ever has in this period of history, it's really incredible.
It is. And, you know, but I think that more people, I think some people are hopping on that train. And I hope that in the investment world, people hop on that train too.
Right.
And I hope that financial advisors start to figure out working for themselves is probably a little bit better, because the corporations always have seen it one way and they've never seen it the other way because they've always just been one track minded. So I think as a young entrepreneur and as a young financial advisor that's seen what's going on now. And of course I have the past, but I'm looking for the future. I'm not looking for the past, right? So I'm looking at what I can do for clients and innovating now. I think it's just night and day difference of what you can do. Companies have made products, corporations have made products, or, you know, even some securities, some new securities out that have did things that are better for clients than they used to be. Things always get better, Jim. They don't get worse. Your car in 2020 is not going to be the same car in 2025. It will never be like that, right? You're not going to, yeah. You know what I mean? I mean, I think that people don't understand that. It's like when you were 25 and the investment plan that you had, if you think that's the same plan or the best plan ever now, look at life. Yeah. You know what I mean? I mean, everything is better now. Innovation is why America is what America is today. So I would say get out of the gutters and start to understand that. Make yourself better. Learn if you are getting pushed to retirement, learn how to better your income, learn how to better your retirement, you know, schedule, learn how to better your retirement assets and your investments.
All right. Well, retirement isn't always a choice you get to make on your own timeline. Health, family, or workplace changes can alter your plans in an instant. The goal isn't to predict exactly what will happen. It's to prepare for enough possibilities that you're ready in life when it takes that unexpected turn. A flexible retirement income plan can help you adapt with confidence instead of feeling forced into difficult financial decisions during an already stressful time. So give us a call. Any questions, concerns, 850-565-1705. Again, that phone number, 850-565-1705. Or visit us on the web at retirementplanningpipeline.com and schedule that free, no obligation consultation. And a reminder, if you missed any part of today's show, be sure to subscribe to the program in podcast form on Apple, Spotify, Amazon, wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to the show, leave a review, give us 5 stars. We would really like that. We would really appreciate that. Also, subscribe to the show on YouTube. Search Retirement Planning Pipeline on YouTube for clips and special content as well. That wraps things up for this week. Thank you for listening. The Retirement Planning Pipeline. Have a great rest of your weekend. Have a great week, and we will talk to you next weekend.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of the Retirement Planning Pipeline, the show that helps you take control of your financial future. Whether you're 5 to 10 years from retirement or just getting started, retirement planning specialist David Pipes has the strategies, tools, and experience to help you make the most of your nest egg. Take control of your financial future and get started today by visiting retirementplanningpipeline.com. And if you missed any part of today's show or want to catch up on past episodes, be sure to subscribe to the Retirement Planning Pipeline wherever you get your podcasts. Not affiliated with the United States government, AmeriLife agents do not offer tax, legal, or investment advice. Consult with your tax advisor or attorney regarding specific situations. Opinions expressed are subject to change without notice. These opinions are not intended as investment advice, nor do they predict future performance of any product. All information provided is believed to be from reliable sources. However, we make no representation or warranty as to the accuracy of any statement. This information is intended to be educational in nature and does not provide a guarantee or specific result. All copyrights and trademarks are the property of the respective owners. AmeriLife assumes no responsibility or liability for the content of this message. The information contained herein is provided on an as-is basis with no guarantees of completeness, accuracy, usefulness, timeliness, or the results obtained from the use of this information.
Charles David Pipes is an individually licensed and appointed agent. Learn more at retirementplanningpipeline.com. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor. BCM and AmeriLife are separate companies but are affiliated through common ownership. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents. Registered investment advisors and investment advisor representatives act as fiduciaries for all of our investment management clients. We have an obligation to act in the best interest of our clients and to make full disclosure of any conflicts of interest. Please refer to our firm brochure, the ADV-2A Item 4, for additional information. Any comments regarding safe and secure products and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims-paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Brookstone. Indexed or fixed annuities are not designed for short-term investments and may be subject to caps, restrictions, fees, and surrender charges as described in the annuity contract.
Not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency.
Well, pretty much everything is expensive these days, from the grocery store to the gas pump to everywhere in between. And so finding ways to save really is a very good thing, to say the least, these days. And joining me to talk more about that and some ways that you can save is Stephen Perrine with AARP. He's actually the executive editor of AARP, the magazine, and AARP Bulletin. Stephen, thank you so much for being here. Really appreciate it.
I appreciate the opportunity.
Well, so talk about this. Okay, you've got the 99 Great Ways to Save from AARP Bulletin. And I feel like, you know, every year, really, I think it's in its 17th year now. Every year, it seems like, oh, this is great. These are, you know, there's some great tips in here. But in a year like 2026, when we're, you know, inflation has been wreaking havoc for a while now, it's a really great thing to have. What are some of the biggest tips that maybe stand out for you when it comes to, you know, I mentioned, say, groceries, for example, like some great ways to save there?
Sure. I mean, groceries are definitely where we're feeling maybe the most stress of all right now. So One of the things is that grocery stores are really great at getting you to buy extra stuff. You go on the list of five things, you come out with five bags full of groceries. So do this. Use those online or in-store apps where you can order your groceries ahead of time. Have them bagged up and you just pick them up in the parking lot. That way you don't have to go in the store. It saves you time, but it can also save you a lot of money because you don't have to fend off all those sales pitches. Another good idea is to try to move around at different stores. Don't just shop in one place. Go to the big box stores for that, to the stuff you can save in your pantry. But then to go to some specialty stores or discount grocery stores, well, make sure you look for the store brands, which can be exactly the same as bigger brands, but could save you pennies or even dollars. By the way, if you're ordering a lot of stuff online, here's a tip that could save you a ton. Go ahead and whatever retailer you're on, go ahead and fill up your cart. But before you press purchase, take a breath, close your browser, and step away from the computer. Now, chances are in the next hour or two, you're going to get one of those emails that said, "Hey, did you forget about us?" Most people don't open those emails, but in about a third of cases, they contain discount codes that you can then use to apply to your cart and wind up with the same stuff you were going to buy in the first place, but a substantial savings.
Well, that is wonderful. You know, I am one of those people who does not open those emails. I'm like, oh, you're just bothering me now. I'll get around to it whenever I can. And I love that. I love that tip. One of the big things, too, you know, we talk about inflation being one of the big things that are it's on people's minds. Obviously, the, you know, it makes this interview very apropos these days. But also AI is becoming a much bigger part of everyday life. Are there any ways that people can actually utilize AI to help them save money?
Well, you can use AI to help plan things like trips or what have you. Ask it to find you the cheapest deals. It's pretty effective at that. But here's a great idea. We're all dealing almost on a daily basis, fighting with utilities, insurance companies, banks, credit cards. What are these late fees? What are these weird charges? Why am I spending money on this? But talking with customer service, it can be a little stressful. So do this. Go to your AI, type in exactly the charges that you're trying to fight, why you're fighting them, and let it create a script for you. Now, when you call customer service, not only do you have all of your points in front of you, but you have sort of a digital coach over your shoulder coaching you on what to say and helping you to claw back those fees and charges.
I love that. An actual, you know, good, positive use for AI. One thing that's very expensive this year as well, due to, you know, the rising and highly fluctuating gas prices, has been travel. Are there places, you know, when planning travel that people are really, you know, overspending, maybe without even realizing it?
Well, if you're road tripping this summer, if you have any sort of an added roof rack on your car, like a bike rack or storage rack, go ahead and get that off before you head out on the highway. Those can add up to 25% to your fuel cost because of the drag they create. When you are on the highway, don't do what I do, which is wait until the needle gets down to E and then panic. Instead, get off the highway early on and go a mile or two off out of your way. Gas stations right off the highway can charge as much as 40 cents a gallon more than stations just a mile or so down the road. So you can make real savings and also save yourself a lot of stress.
Yeah, definitely. So, well, just about time for us to wrap things up here, Stephen. But is there somewhere people can go? Now, once again, the publication is the 99 Great Ways to Save from AARP Bulletin. Where can people go to see all of those 99 ways?
Well, you can find a lot of tips, all of these tips, really, plus offers for all kinds of discounts at aarp.org/99ways to save.
Very good. Stephen Perrine, executive editor of AARP, the magazine, and AARP Bulletin. Thank you so much for taking some time for me. Really do appreciate it.
Thank you. Really appreciate it.
Registered investment advisors and investment advisor representatives act as fiduciaries for all of our investment management clients. We have an obligation to act in the best interests of our clients and to make full disclosures of any conflicts of interest, if any exist. Refer to our firm brochure, the ADV 2A, page 4, for additional information. Any comments regarding safe and secure products and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by BWA.